Oh, Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord again.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. I'm happy to be here on Friday night in the house of God. Amen. As we heard, we have a lot to pray for. Amen. But as you saw Sister Jasmine and baby Zoe, amen. And we have other miracles here. Amen. We see that God is still working.
Hallelujah.
In the miracle business. Amen.
Amen,
amen. I don't plan on being before you long.
Take your time, Lord.
Amen. Amen. I'd rather not, but I'm obedient. Amen. Amen. When there's a call and something that God needs you to do, amen. Amen. Send me out.
All right.
Praise the Lord.
Holy mind.
Amen. It's good for those that are here in the house of God. I always love seeing certain individuals when I come in here. I always, when I walk in, and I always see if I see Sister Dolly. Mm-hmm. Amen. I saw Sister Dolly. I saw Sister Karen walk in. Brother White over there.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm all right.
Amen.
Amen. There's a few more of you all. I can't name everybody, but I definitely always look forward to seeing Sister Dolly. Mm-hmm. That smile and that just warmth when she says hello. And praise the Lord. She doesn't even say hello. She says praise the Lord.
Right.
She got some church in her. Amen.
Right. Amen.
Amen. Let's get our meeting. You've been looking good, lady. Amen. Can I speak on it? Amen. I told my wife she had to speak for a minute. Mm-hmm. I said, our team's looking good. That's all right. Amen. 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 Now, like I said, I don't plan on being here long, but amen, we're going to speak with God, saith the Lord. Amen. Amen. So we can stand just for the reading of the word of God. Amen. We're going to read together. Amen. Y'all might be anxious to see where this is going to go. I'm anxious to see where this is going to go as well. Amen. I don't have everything how I want it. Amen. But we're going to go in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. We're going to start in Matthew, the 25th chapter. Amen. Matthew 25. We're going to start in verse 14. Amen. If you have your Bible, you can turn there, or we have it on the board if you don't. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Can we say amen if you have it?
Amen.
All right, we're going to start. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same, and made them all other 5 talents. And likewise he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. But he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto them, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. His Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Then he that which he had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art an hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not straw. And I was afraid and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou that hast died, as that is thine. His Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that and gather where I have not straw. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received my own with usury. Take therefore the talent from them, and give it unto him which hath 10 talents. And we're going to finish in verse 30. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of the word. You may be seated. Hallelujah. You want to see me? I'm going to ask a question. Can I just be real with you all?
Yes, sir.
On this evening.
Amen.
Now we say amen. I hope after I'm a little real that I hope none of you really look at me any differently, because I'm human just like we all are. And a lot of times as humans, we go through many thought processes and things enter into our minds. Amen. But the key is that we rebuke them and we don't act upon them and we don't even speak these things into existence. Amen. Because the adversary walketh about trying to devour us. Amen. So there's a lot of things that enter into our minds. Amen. And I'm going to be real right now. Amen. You see my wife and baby Zoe in the back. Amen. And upon hearing that we were pregnant, amen, thoughts started to come to my mind. Amen. And you understand that, and you ladies probably understand it a little better than us men do. Amen. And I might even mess it up in saying, but there's certain things that the older you are, that when you become pregnant, there's more likelihood of something else happening, maybe something being wrong and affected with the baby. Amen. Amen. Something like, what is the thing? Down syndrome happens to be one of them. So the older you are, that can start to creep in. So I heard that you were pregnant. Amen. That started to creep in a little bit. And I started to look from the natural standpoint and say, I know we're not prepared to have this baby right now. Amen. Financially, we're not stable, amen, enough to have a baby. Now, if we just go forward without having a baby, amen, everything will be just right. And I'm looking at it from a natural standpoint and not looking at it through the eyes of faith. Amen. So, naturally, and maybe it's not natural to you all, but what happened with me was the devil started to creep into my mind a little bit and try to play around up there a little bit. Amen. And just say in my mind that, hey, it might be a little easier if we just aborted this thing. Amen. I asked you when I started it if I could be real with you. Amen. So that started to creep into my mind and it played around a little bit. Amen. But I never spoke on it. Amen. And this is the first time, my wife's even hearing this. Amen. That maybe it might be easier if we just got rid of it. Like, who would know? Amen. But you have to understand, when we start to go through that stuff, that thought process, you think, who would know? You have to understand that God always knows.
Yes, sir.
Amen. But it's starting to play around a little bit because we're not ready. I'm not ready to have the subject matter is, amen, some of God's people are on the verge of a spiritual abortion. Hallelujah. Some of God's people, amen. And you have to understand that when anybody gets behind this pulpit and they start to speak the word of God, you need to understand that this is not just going this way. Amen. I always say this before I speak. This is like a two-edged sword and it cuts back and forth. So as I speak this thing out, I'm not just talking to you.
All right.
I'm talking to myself as well.
Sure.
Amen. But some of us are on the verge of a spiritual abortion. Amen. Something that started to be birthed, amen, when we were baptized in. God gave us a purpose and he gave us his plan for us. Amen. At that moment, we were ready to run on and see what the enemy was going to be. And we had a testimony, some of us, and some of us knew what it was because it started to be birthed in us as to what God wanted to have us to do. Amen. And some of us were supposed to just go let our light shine because we understand that there's different things that are in the house of God, in the body of Christ that we're doing. Amen. Now, we're all to be witnesses, but some were called to be teachers and some were called to be preachers and some were called to lay hands on folk. And there's so many things that are in the house of God and in the body of Christ that we're called to do. Amen. And when we got saved with a purpose. Amen. And as babes in Christ, this thing started to be birthed within us. Hallelujah. As a lady that is pregnant, it's starting to grow inside of you. This thing that God would have us to do. But over the course of time, hallelujah, and sometimes through our lack of faith, and sometimes through letting outside forces come in the adversary trying to work on us to take away and to abort what God has started to build up in us. And sometimes it's through a lack of prayer, and sometimes it's because our faith just starts to grow dim, and sometimes we just let other influences come in and start to rain in on God's parade, amen, and what he's trying to birth within us, amen, and we're just allowing what God has started to birth in us, sometimes even through just not even bothering to build on God's kingdom, we've started to allow, amen, ourselves to start to abort, amen, the things of God and what he's started to grow in us. Amen. And hallelujah. If I can take a sip real quick because I'm a little under the weather. Amen. Amen. But, you know, God has given us certain abilities and certain talents. Amen. That started to burn within us. Amen. And some of us have started to move toward that. But we started to say, maybe, oh God, maybe you got this thing all wrong. Maybe I understand you called me, but maybe I'm just supposed to go out there and sit in the pews and just sit quiet and maybe sit down on my testimony. And maybe I'm not supposed to go out and win souls. But I understand that in the Word of God it says, he that winneth souls is wise. But maybe that's just not for me. Maybe I'm just saved and called just to sit there in the pews and to do nothing. But as we just read in this, that, amen, in the kingdom, amen, in this parable, that he gave certain talents to certain individuals, and they went and they acted upon it. They acted out, and I suggest this to you, they acted upon it in faith. He gave five, and that person went in and gave five more into honor. He gave two or three, and they went in and did the same, and to one he gave one talent, and he went in. He hit that one in the ground. And I understand that we're all gifted with different abilities and different talents. And maybe I don't speak and talk and sing and dress and look the way they do. So maybe I'm just not cut out on this thing. Maybe God, you got this wrong this time around. Hallelujah. We've gotten to the point where we've allowed what God has started to birth in us, amen, to be aborted. Amen. By just the lack of faith at times. Amen. And you have to understand that when God saved us, amen, he saved us with a purpose. Hallelujah. He didn't expect us to just go and hide that ability or that talent or that gift. and you just do an act of faith, amen, not seeing what God's trying to do inside of you. Hallelujah. If you could turn with me really quickly to Matthew, the 25th chapter. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. As I find this here, Matthew 25. I'm sorry, not Matthew, I'm sorry. 2 Timothy, 2nd chapter. We read from Matthew already. 2 Timothy, 2nd chapter. Amen. If you bear with me for a second. Amen. We're going to go to verse 20. Amen. This is the encouragement right here, because see, with God, again, it's through the spirituals. Amen. It's not through the natural. And we already talked about it. When a baby is aborted, amen, when you abort something, that's never to return again. Amen. But with God, can somebody say, but with God?
But with God.
All things are possible.
All things are possible.
Hallelujah. So if we turn to 2 Timothy and we look in chapter 2 and verse 20, it says, but in a great house.
Yes, sir.
There are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use and prepared unto every good work. Amen. But there's something that happened in verse 21. Amen. It said, if a man will therefore purge himself from these, what does that mean? Amen. If you start to dust off the things of old, those things that you may not have realized that God can use, if you start to dust those things off a little bit. Amen. If you look on purge, it says purify or cleanse. Amen. If you start to cleanse those things by, you know, just giving it to the Lord. Amen. And just coming and confessing to the Lord and say, Lord Jesus, I understand I started to get rid of those things that you've given me. Why? Because I didn't altogether see the vision. And maybe I didn't altogether believe that you can use me, Lord Jesus. But right now, Lord Jesus, I'm asking, oh God, that you wash me. Yeah. Hallelujah, wash me with your blood, Lord Jesus.
Right.
That you start to purge me, oh God. That I can be used as a vessel unto honor and sanctified and meet for the master's use and prepared unto every good work. Yeah. Amen. And we're going to look at one more thing, amen. If we can go to Ezekiel, amen, and we're very familiar with this. And we're just going to let the word of God speak, amen.
Sure.
Hallelujah, then I'll get out your way. Amen, Ezekiel. We're going to go to chapter 37. Amen. And we all know this. Amen, we're going to start at verse 1. Amen. It starts to read, the hand of the Lord was upon me, and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. Hallelujah, as we started to talk about, amen, when you start to abort something, it's gone, it's dead, never to return again. Amen. In this story, it says, they weren't just, these bones weren't just dry, they were, it says, very dry. What does that say? It was dead for a long time. Hallelujah. It wasn't something that just died. It was dead for a long time. Amen. In verse 3, and he said unto me, son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again, he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. I say unto you on this evening, hear the word of the Lord.
Yes,
hallelujah, chapter 4, verse 5. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. So I submit to you on this evening those things that we started to abort. Amen. Those things that we started to let go. Why? Because we lacked the faith. Hallelujah. Why? Because we didn't understand that, although maybe it's not, I don't dress like this person, or I don't look like this person, or I don't have the strength of this person, that God called you unto a purpose. do bad all by myself. Amen, but we've allowed some Dr. Kevorkians to come into our way. Amen, and start to assist us in this suicide. And what am I talking about? What I'm talking about an assisted spiritual suicide. Amen, I'm assuming to you on this evening that without Christ and without the power of Christ, amen, some of us are headed toward that suicide. Amen, and some of us have allowed the Kevorkians to come in by uttering an assisted suicide. Why? We're allowing Lord, just take me back.
All right. Hallelujah.
Take me back to when I first received you, Lord Jesus. Amen. On this evening. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need the Lord. Amen. We need the Lord. Amen. And again, there's no God like our God. Amen. So understanding that in the natural, when we abort a thing, it's never to return again. Amen. But if we've been guilty of starting to abort the things of God, that He's given us the talents, amen, and amen, amen, the things of God that He's given for us to do, His will, His way, amen, that all we have to do is understand we serve God as like no other.
Yes.
Amen. So, amen, within the spiritual, amen, God can resurrect those things.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. He can bring those things back, amen, and start to create and birth in us some more things, amen, that on that day, when He comes back to receive, amen, what He gave to you, that if He gave you five, that He'll receive five more.
Right.
Amen. We don't want to be guilty of being that slothful servant.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. That went and buried our talents and buried what God has started to birth in us.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen. Elder Mackey, hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.